And good morning. It is time for our Coffeeville Friends of Animals report, brought to you by the folks at Magnolia Scents by Design. And we have on the line Becky Barnhart from CFA. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I hope everyone is enjoying this gorgeous day, and maybe they're out walking their dog or going to do that when they get home from work this evening. It would be beneficial to both parties, the four-legged and the two-legged. So great weather. Enjoy it. I have some good news about an adoption we had this week. We had a little puppy by the name of Jojo, and I probably have spoken about him before. And he was adopted at one point to be a companion to the family's great big dog. Well, it didn't work out. The great big dog was also young and just too overzealous in his play, and it just didn't seem like it was a good fit for Jojo. So Jojo came back, and we were kind of disappointed, but that's been a couple of weeks ago. Yesterday, a young lady and her little boy came in and adopted Jojo. So he got to go home with them that evening, and it just looks like it's going to be a great fit. The little boy might be, say, 3 to 4 years old, so he's going to get to grow up with the dog, and I think that's a wonderful, wonderful story. So Jojo has been adopted, but his little sister, Momo, is still with us, and she's also a very nice dog. She's black and tan in color. She doesn't look anything like him. So that's my only adoptions to talk about this morning. I did want to mention that, and I spoke to James just a while ago about this, but, you know, it's springtime, getting to be springtime, and that's when we start seeing all these litters show up. The shelter is full now, but it's been kind of quiet. But we consider this the quiet before the storm. And so in talking to James, I heard on the radio later, oh, it was earlier this week or last week, about AWOL has a grant that's been awarded to them, and it's for all Montgomery County citizens, and it's some kind of a help situation with spay and neutering. So if someone out there is really wanting to get their dog or cat spayed and neutered, they might want to call AWOL and get more information. And
yeah.
I know that's very vague, but at least it's something to think about, or a way maybe possibly to help people get their dogs.
Yeah, and they do. Yeah, they have that information available if you just call AWOL, because, yeah, they're asking, of course, for the application. They do have those available, and the number there is 620-331-7931 over at AWOL. So they have an application process, I believe, and this is for any folks in Montgomery County. So for those specifically listening and residing in Montgomery County, then you can take advantage of that.
That's what I'm hoping, because we had a low cost spay neutering grant that was presented to some. It was started in Coffeeville Foundation here, and I believe that they've run out of funding. So I know we still have people calling asking us, do we have anything, you know, to help people spay and neuter their pets? And we do not at this time. But when I heard that, I thought this I need to share this as best I can, because it's beneficial to the whole county that we get our animals spayed and neutered, not just Coffeeville or Independence. So, okay, kitty cats. We have two available for adoption, and that would be our yellow kitten, Garfield, and such a nice, friendly kitten. Gosh, she's just as sweet as she can be. She's probably maybe, say, around 9 months old, has long hair, just gorgeous. And the other cat that we have at the particular time is Tot, who was found at the Sonic, and appropriate name for little Tater Tot. We call her Tot. She's also very, very sweet, and she is sponsored. So there's two great cats just waiting to get out of the shelter situation and have a new home. We have some lovely dogs that you're going to recognize these names. One of our board members, Jamie, did a really good video of these animals, and she took the pictures of the animals in the shelter, and she put it with the song Rescue Me, and I swear it is one of the best ones I've ever seen, because you just have to listen and to the song, and it kind of tugs at your heartstrings a little bit, which is what we're hoping. So go to our Facebook page, that's CFA, Coffeeville Friends of Animals, and look up that video, and again, just look at the wonderful dogs and cats that we have available. Rex, we have several dogs that are sponsored. We have Rex, he's the white lab that's been with us since July. Snickers is a kind of a tall, tan, and black dog. She's also a great dog. She loves play catch. She's been learning to walk on her leash. She can sit. One of our volunteers, Will, comes in twice a week and does nothing but just walk the dogs and work with them on training and tricks, and he has done a great job. We have Grumbles. Grumbles is our little terrier. He's medium size. He's an older guy. He would just be a perfect dog for a couple. He's a little tan. Just go look at his picture. He is so cute. We also have Lisa and Brownie and Bluey, and now they're also medium-sized dogs. Lisa looks like a small lab, so does Bluey. Bluey was at the library with me about a month ago wearing, we had another picture of Bluey wearing her pink coat, but good dogs. There was a lot of children around her. She was very calm with them, but yet was very excited to see children, so she'd be a great family dog. Brownie, our little shy girl, boy, is she coming around. She's very fond of one of our shelter workers out there, and she's been able to kind of get her out of her shell a little bit. She's walking much better on a leash. We think in the right environment, away from the shelter, she'd probably even be more outgoing. So please check out Brownie. She's tan, has a really light tan face, almost white, looks like she's wearing a mask, and she's just gorgeous. I talked about our puppies that we have. The names are the same, but they're good dogs. They just haven't found the right person. Curly is also a very, very pretty dog, and he's also featured on our Facebook. He has now learned to shake. He sits. He'll go down. He loves to be walked. He's already neutered. He could go home with you today, and we believe him to be a border collie. Those are just some of the animals available. Our Facebook page, CFA, you can see some really cute. The weather is improving right now and hanging in there for a while. We could sure use some volunteers to come out and just walk these dogs. Get them out of that shelter. Just let them have some freedom or feeling of freedom. So if you're interested in coming out and exercising yourself as well as one of the shelter dogs, come out and we would welcome that very much. As far as donations, we're running a little bit low on our dry dog food and puppy food. And remind people this is getting to be flea and tick season and heartworm season. Make sure your animals are up to date on those. I'm going to end today's story with our little segment here with a story. We have had a shelter dog by the name of Tucker. Tucker is probably, he was 12 to 14 years old, and he passed away this week. He has been our only one and only shelter dog. And we just kind of like to give a little tribute to Tucker. Great dog. People will know him. He was a beautiful white and black dog. Go to Facebook and you see some great pictures of Tucker. So didn't mean to end on a sad note, but we just kind of wanted people to know about Tucker.
Well, I know that's really tough, and I've gotten to meet Tucker a couple times, so that is sad news to pass along, but I know I definitely had a good life out there at the shelter.
He sure did. If he hadn't been with us, we don't think he would have probably lived to his ripe old age, because he had started off life, he was abused, horribly abused, right in front of us at the shelter, and the people were arrested. I don't know that they were ever prosecuted, but they were certainly caught in doing a terrible act to him. So we felt, because of that horrible beginning, and in fact, when we took him in, we had to feed him with a turkey baster because he had so much damage to his jaw. So we have given him very much a loving, tender care home for many years and just felt like he needed his due. So there. Hope everyone has a great day and love those pets because they sure give us a warm feeling in our hearts.
Okay, well, you know, Becky, appreciate, you know, the update there. And again, you know, it's sad news to pass along, but,
yep,
you know, that's just the way it goes when we sign
it
up
is.
To have
it's
pets in our lives.
It's the worst part of being a pet owner, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for joining us here. And I hope folks can get out there and head on over to the shelter, check it out. Lots of good stuff going on. And I believe, right, was there a drop-off over at H&R Block for CFA?
I'm sorry, is there why?
Yeah, are you doing the drop-off donations over at H&R Block for
coffee? Oh, yes, we sure are. And, boy, that is a wonderful situation. We've gotten some great donations through the years. People come in, and I think you have to spend a certain amount, but you bring your receipt in and the toys, and they take, like, $25 off of your tax preparation fee. And it is. We are benefiting from that. So that is going on. And so if anyone needs your tax repaired, think about bringing a donation in also for the shelter dogs. It's they want dog food, cat food, toys, just blankets, you know, just anything you, our usual list of donations or items that we need is what they're asking. So, and I forgot to tell you our phone number. Our phone number is 620-252-6060. If you want to call out and find out anything about any animal I talked about today, we're also located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on the way to South Coffeyville. So, yeah. Another one of those community support systems. I swear it's just wonderful what Coffeyville does with the shelter.
Oh, absolutely. This is some good stuff. So, Becky, thank you so much for coming on the program here, and look forward to chatting again next week.
All right. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank Bye-bye. You so much. Bye-bye. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday at this time, courtesy of the folks at Magnolia Sense by Design.